Okay, so let us begin. Okay, we begin the Chumash Gracious. Gracious Bar Elohim, Shemayim V'Haaretz. And the Torah tells us, Vayivarech Hashem Elohim v'yom lehem, Elohim Pru Revu, Mulos Haaretz Lefim Shua. We have a mitzvah of Pru Revu, etc. And then it's gracious. And then Parshas Noach, on page 5, it says, Atem Pru Revu, Shirtzu Baretz Revuva. So what's the two Pru Revus? So Rashi says on page 5, Lefi Pshuta Rishon Labracha. First one is Labracha, that you should have a bracha, that you should Pru Revu. Mekan Letzivoy. And the one in Noach is Letzivoy of Pru Revu. That there's a tzivoy to be Mekayim Pru Revu. So if we'll look in page 17, those are the Chidushei Torah of Maratav, or Maratidelbel, the Sama Rebbe of Kiryas Yoyal, on page 17. So there's a style of drush that's found in a lot of the old Svarim. And that's based on the Masorah. The Balaturim will very often say this word appears 3 times in Tanakh, here, here, and here, and then they'll make a drasha tying them all together. You know, so it's a very interesting style of drush of tying together the Masorah. So if you look here at page 17. It says, "Vatem Pru Revu Shirso Zars Revuva, Umesora Gimel Pa'amim Vatem." The Mesora Bala Haturim always called so the Mesora that they have a collection of the different words in the Chumash and Tanakh, and where does it appear? So the word Vatem Pru Revu appears 3 times. Gimel Vatem Dain means this one here. V'idach v'atem tiyuli mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. Right, in Yisrael, right? So, v'atem. And the third time, v'atem advekim, and that's in Parshas Veschanan, right? V'atem advekim Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. So what is the connection between the three atems? Stam, it would be interesting, you know, if we had more time, I would tell you guys to think about it on your own. It's a good thing, you know, on a Shabbos table. You open up the Balaturim, you read a Masorah, read the 3 words that he's saying, and see what you could come up with. You know, to be a fascinating way of. But we're not going to have time to get everyone else's input of how you. But so we'll see what the Sama Rebbe Shlita says on the 3 attempts. He says, "V'nira behektem adiisa b'gemara k'subas." So he says, the Gemara says in k'subas, "Tana minayi lebrikas chasan and basar." We know that when you have sheva brachas, you need a minyan. Brikas chasan and basar. Shenema vayikach asara anoshim mizikne ha'ir. So it took 10 people from Zikna Yer, Yomer Shvu Po, Vayashev. That's one source. It says by Rus, they took for the wedding, they took 10 people for the Chasim. From Yerval, Omar Mihacha, but Machelos Bercho Hashem will keep me before Israel. That you should have a Kehila when you're praising Hashem for wedding. So either the Pasuk in Rus says, Vayikach Hasara Anoshim, or Pasuk in Tehillim, the Makelus Baruch Hu Hashem. Ubiyakvod Maran Admar Shlita Beverech Moshe. You know, that was his father, the president of the two Sabra Rebbes today. So, you know, Rav Aaron and Rav Zalman Leib. So they're both sons of the who? Of the Beirich Moshe, where Moshe Teitelbaum, and Moshe Teitelbaum was the son of the Atzei Chaim. The Atzei Chaim was the Satmar Rebbe's brother. It's interesting that, you know, the Satmar Rebbe's brother died, I think, in his 40s, you know? And the Satmar Rebbe lived, you know, ripe old age, but he didn't leave offspring. And the whole leadership of the Satmar community today is from the Atzei Chaim's grandchildren. I'll tell you a story. You know, the Atzei Chaim, I have here the Atzei Chaim, page 9, Chaim Tzvi Teitelbaum. So I forget who told me, maybe Akobovich perhaps told me, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Rabbi Aaron was having a child, and he, so the Samar Rebbe asked him, who is he going to name the child for? So he said, his grandfather, you know, the Atzei Chaim. So he says, Chaim Tzvi. But the Samar Rebbe said back to him, how can you do that? You know, there's a minhag not to name after a person who died young, unless you add a name or something like that. Like I'm named after my uncle, passed away young age, that's why I'm Baruch Chaim. So he had a name. So here he wants to give the name Chaim Tzvi, but he said that the Chaim Tzvi was really Chaim was from the Divrei Chaim, and Tzvi was from the Chacham Tzvi. So even though it's the name of his grandfather, but he has kavana for who the names that the grandfather was named for, namely the Divrei Chaim and the Rav Tzvi Ashkenazi, the Chacham Tzvi, and that's why. So the Samar Rebbe was, I heard, was Makabel, his title. So he says, he's quoting from his father, the Berech Moshe, who's the son of the Atzei Chaim. The Tamadova Shiknu Chomishude Brikas Chasani Basar. He says, why is it that we have Birkas Chasan in Basar? What's the point to have a minyan dafka at a wedding? So the Atzei Chaim, you can look at I put all the makoros in the packet here as well. And so the Atzei Chaim, in his piece on Shabbos Hagadol, Yud Aleph, quotes the Gemara in Pesachim, Ein l'chol kol Pesach shelo nimnu olav asara b'nei adam v'yosach. That there was the Korban Pesach. You can't just show up for the Korban Pesach. You know, you had to be on the registry for the Korban Pesach. You know, from the beginning. That's why there's a whole question: what does it mean called Divchei Geisei V'Yechol? I can't just invite you. Called Divchei Geisei V'Yifsach. I can't just invite you to come to my Seder. You know, sometimes somebody will come to me Friday night and doesn't have a meal. So I say, okay, come. Sometimes you'll be walking back from shul. Those guys, okay, come. But for Pesach, you can't. I'm not offering the Korban Pesach. You know, I'm sorry, but for Korban Pesach, you can't do that. You can't say, okay, so in the practically, they used to be noyheg, even though that's not a chiv. But the Gemara says in Pesachim that they would have 10 people minimum on a Korban Pesach to be, you know, registered for this Korban Pesach, like you need from this Korban Pesach. So, Ein l'chol kol Pesach shelo nimnu olav asar b'nei adam v'yosef. V'vadei kavanas b'yuchedes haisa b'zel yosef Pesach mechol b'tzor. What's the idea? Why do you need a minion for Korban Pesach, to eat Korban Pesach? Yishum d'lav kol adam yochol l'chavim l'shem shamayim b'bidi d'achila sheish bo hanas haguf. In other words, when you're eating a good steak, right, you enjoy it. Okay, you're a human being. You enjoy it. So are you really mechavim l'shem shamayim, or are you mechavim for the gishmak of steak? Right? So he says, it's very hard for a person to be mechavim l'shem shamayim when it's a mitzvah of achila. But what? But if you have a minyan and then the Shekhinah is there, whenever there's a minyan of people, Kol Be'asara, Shekhinah Sharia. Kol Be'asara, Shekhinah Sharia, Kevich Haya Shekhinah Shruya Be'neim, B'nekel Hayolahem, L'chavim, Bachilosam, Bilti Hashem Levato. So then it's much easier to have cover. In other words, because whenever it's a mitzvah that's physical, because when you're putting on tefillin, you know, you're putting on tefillin, you're shaking the lulav, you don't have any milhana. So then it's easier to be mechavin l'shem shamay. But when it's a mitzvah that there's physical pleasure to the mitzvah, like marriage or like eating korban pesach, so then it's harder. So in order to get the person to be able to mechavin l'shem shamayim, you get a minyan. And the minyan brings Ashras Hashkina. When the Shekhinah is there, it's much easier to be mechavin l'shem shamayim. And that's what the Atzei Chaim says. So the Kevin Shaya Shekhinah Shur Beinayim, B'nekel Ayol Lehem Lechavim Ma'achivos B'lti Hashem Levadim. B'nekel Kein Havdover Be'inyin Simchas Chosav Akala. The same thing by Simchas Chosav Akala. So Achas Be'ad Voz HaKol Shiyor Hashem V'chol Shiyor Shemol L'chaim Mitzvah Yishor Shor Kotor L'shem Shamayim. Right, the mitzvah Rishon Peru Revu. Right, so man and woman are being together in an intimate way, and which has physical pleasure. But mechavil l'shem shemayim, l'shem mitzvah Hashem. It's not so easy. So that's why we start off the chasana also what with a minyan, with the same idea that because you need hashras hashchina to help. The Chaim mitzvahs we showed the Torah l'shem shamayim. Okay, tiknu chachamim mekabeitz asar miyisrael. Shum dechol be asar shchina shaya. Al deze yuchlu achosim akal l'chavi daitam l'shem shamayim. So that's what the Atzei Chaim says. So now his grandson, Rabbi Aaron Teitelbaum, is going to use that word of his grandfather to explain the Masorah. What are the three psukim of Atem Peruvu? Atem Tiuli Mamlechas Kodim Vagoy Kodosh? And Atem Advekim Hashem El Kefim. So he says, Vizos Torah Samasora, Atem Peruvu, Vizavinu Mazel Kai Mitzvah Rishora, Matora, Lifros Lirbos, first mitzvah, right? Is okay, it could be that's the one in Parshas Noach, but Rashi says one is Labracha, one is Latzivoy. A temper of Ruven Savin was al Kai Mitzvah Rishona, a Torah Lifros Nirbos. Omnum Nitosuv Lano as Haram is a shall attempt to Yuli Mamlach Skor and Vokoi Kalosh. Shebeiski and Mitzvah Yichavnu Ladaitam the Shem Shamayim, Asas Noach as Ruach Labore. In other words, a temper of Ruven. So what's the Kavana that you're supposed to have? In other words, not just physical pleasure. But what's the kavana? That there's a shem. You'll have a child who will be part of the Mamlechas Kohen of the Goy Kodesh. Shebeis kiyam hamitzvah yichavnu daitam l'shem shemayim asas na, and that gives Hashem nachas ruach that he's having people representing him in this world, the Mamlechas Kohen of the Goy Kodesh. Shebeis kiyam hamitzvah yichavnu daitam l'shem shemayim asas nachas ruach l'borei. So that's the attempt of rule, but what's the kavana? The kavana should be an attempt to yuli mamlechas chodim. But the question is, but how do we get to that stage that we have kavana? So that's the third. That's the third vatem. What's that third vatem? Atem advekim Hashem Elokeichem. It's the eik yizkul zeh omar akos of atem advekim Hashem Elokeichem. She devukim Hashem Yisborach. Vuhu al yidei ha'am and asofim v'chol be'asor shechita sharia. Because what? How do we get atem advikim? How do we get tvekas Hashem? Because if you have a minion, then that brings hashras hashechina. Then it's easier to have kavana to what? For not for the physical pleasure, but for the mitzvah of atem. That we're doing l'shem shemayim, that it should be mamlechas kohen v'goy kodesh. When they could use kula kaim a mitzvah, achmarach l'shem shamayim. Wow. Okay, so that's how the current Sabbath Rebbe, based on his Avis shot in the Gemara Pesachim, Eimachon Kol Pesach Shelo Nimdo Olav Asar B'nei Adam, put it together with the three attempts. It's interesting that his father, the Beirach Moshe, who's the Rabbanic father, points out another point.
So they may have nine also.
The Sheva Brachas, right? So what's the, we have the Bor Pira Goffin, and what's the next Bracha? Shakol Bora Lechvodo. So what's that Bracha all about? So if you take a look on page 14, he quotes Rashi near Ksubis on page 14, on the bottom right, bottom left, rather. He says, "Api adver me'ilu yisbar along with the Rashi, shabrikas shakol bara lechvodo, diskan lasifas ha'am ha'nesafim." Whereas this bracha is in honor of the guests, in honor of all the people, shakol bara lechvodo. It's not about the marriage per se. It's about people gathered together for this occasion. So what's the idea? So he says, this is the same idea of the Atzei Chaim of his father. And what's the idea? Because why are people gathering together? Not just because it's a simcha rather, but we don't think about this. From that perspective, we go to a wedding, you're part of the bringing of the Shekhinah to make the wedding not just a physical thing, but it's to make it, you know, Shem Shammai. So he says, Tomim Beremes Bedvar Hakdosh Shtei Indyonim Eilu Habon Vesayel Chos Nikal Chaving Daitim L'Shem Shammai. Daino Haman Esofi Kipshuto It's capital of Israel the Sipchas Chos Nikal Kol Be'ah Shechit Eshchaya Chema Shomroim Ovos Kedoshim. And we know the Zohar says, he quotes the Zohar here further up, in Pirchas Reishu Tes, that when you have a Chasna, so all the forefathers come from Gan Eden. The Zaydas, the Babas all come from Gan Eden. And what's the idea? So he quotes the Gemara in the previous paragraph. The Gemara Git says that even a Cheresholt of a cotton can write a get. So the Gemara asks a Kasha, but they're Lav B'nei Deya. So the Gemara says, Gadol Ol Min Al Gabov. That if you have a Gadol Ol Min Al Gabov, then you can be Mechavin based on the Kavan of the God. So that's the idea. Besides the 10 people, we have the Gadol Ol Min Al Gabov, means the Zaydas and the Babas, that they're Gadol Ol Min Al Gabov, and we're Mechavin Al Das, these people. So then that gives a proper kavana. And he says, "Zamer Shmei the Rav Akiva's Shar Sholomi bells, Sha'amad Asofik Bros, case of Aaron Ohama of Klayal Nishmas Ha'ovos Aboy Mi Alma Dikshot." That when Rashi says "Am Nesofim," it doesn't only mean the people who are there that we're making the bracha Shakol Baruch L'Chvodo. It means that the Alma Yisuf Alma Aaron El Alma means Aaron is going to go back. He's going to die and go back to his forefathers. So the Alma Nasafim means the forefathers, and the bracha is not only for the covenant of the what of the guests, but the covenant of all the people that are coming from Gan Eden to be, and that's going to help to be a Gadol Ol Min Al Gabov. And Me'ato Yishlomer, page 15, the Berakh Moshe says, "The Kevin shall call Eden Nisud Tolev Om Basifas Am." In other words, it's not only we making a bracha for the guests, the physical guests. We make a nusach bracha shakol bara lechvodo. Kal yidei ha'am and asafim you call maseim lechvodo shel bracha. Because now, what do you mean? How are you going to do lechvodo shel makom? The answer is, if you have a sorrow, a minion, and you have a gedolim that are there, meaning the others that are there, then it'll be covered Hashem. that'll be covered Hashem. So that won't be just for your own physical thing, but it'll be covered. You call my same for the shalmakom. Ba'avat dvarim hagashmim used machshavat tima built in Hashem levad, and that's the idea. So that's so prove rubulos ayes simchas chasam kal al day ashras hashkina. Something to think about the next time you go to a wedding. That the ashras hashkina is there at the wedding to make it. That's not just a physical, you know, like say sometimes you go to a secular wedding. It's not, you know, you don't feel kedusha there. It's just like a party and jam, you know. But this is a davar kadosh, and it's, you know, promoting the idea of attempt to yulum b'machas kolim and koy kadosh. So milu pru rubulos ar simchas hachadakala al yidei ashras hashkin. Okay, Rabosai. So I wish everyone a good Shabbos. We'll see. Shir of Bezer Hashem will be Sunday at 11 o'clock. And we wish everyone a good Shabbos. We're going to daven mincha now. And wish everyone a good Shabbos. And all the best.
Good Shabbos. Good
Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Well, good to see you all.
Good Shabbos, Rabbi.
Okay, listen. I'm going to get the 10th guy.